Let's talk about Lucille's childhood, because it wasn't always the greatest. She was born in Jamestown, New York, and her parents were...
Her dad was a telephone line man. In those days, Lucy was born in 1911, they were not wealthy at all. Dee Dee worked as a sales lady at department stores in Jamestown, and they were in, I think, a town in Wyoming when her father became ill. He had, I think, typhoid fever. They called it something else in those days. But he died, and Dee Dee was pregnant. So she went back home to Jamestown with her four-year-old daughter and had Fred Ball, Lucy's brother, there. A young widow, she did have to go back and go to work. Dee Dee remarried somewhere around that time to a man named Ed Peterson. They were married for a while, not a long time. They divorced, and by that time, Dee Dee had gone home to her parents, the Hunts, in Jamestown. Grandpa Hunt was kind of the only father Lucy knew, because she was so young when her father died. They lived in Celeron by that time. Celeron, New York, which is just a few miles from Jamestown, is on Chautauqua Lake. The Chautauqua Institute is there. It's kind of a famous place. Mm-hmm. But at the time when Lucy was a girl, they had a huge Ferris wheel and a dance hall, big dance hall with the ball in the ceiling. So Lucy was exposed to all of that as a child, but there wasn't any money. Lucy would do school plays. She'd cast them and direct them, mainly starring herself. She'd drag furniture from the home into the school auditorium to have the plays.
Would have been a high school, I suppose.
High school,
about that,
yeah. It's still there. I've seen it when I've been back to Jamestown at museum events. And then Lucy got a little older. She started running away from home to go to New York to get on stage. A lot of people think Lucy had a career as a showgirl or something, but she didn't. She modeled. She modeled hats and fashions. And a casting lady she knew, or an agent, saw her on the streets of New York one afternoon and said, "Are you working? Do you have a job?" Because one of the girls hired for the Sam Goldwyn movies, mother won't let her go to California. Lucy says, "I'll go." So that's how...
You saw her on the street?
Yeah, she knew her.
Oh, she didn't know
her. She knew her from, you know, working in jobs. That's how Lucy got to California the first time.
But she went to a drama school in New York.
She did, and they told her mother was wasting her money and sent her home. Bette Davis was in the class and the star pupil, but Lucy's a different actor than Bette Davis. Whoever headed this drama school didn't get Lucy's talent.
I have a quote from Lucille. She said, "I was a tongue-tied teenager spellbound by the school's star pupil, Bette Davis."
Yeah, I've heard her say that too.
And so when young people listen to this and they know about the stardom, all of these stars at one point had a tough time,
right.
And they weren't automatically tabbed,
right. You're
going to be a star.
Right.
They had to work through it, and she didn't let that stop her.
No, she didn't let that stop her at all. Nothing had stopped her. Cleo told me so many stories that I probably would never have heard otherwise since she was raised there. But she told one story. Lucy's mother was so busy, and Lucy was still just a little girl, five-ish or so, and her mother hooked her up to the clothesline outside so she wouldn't run away because Dee Dee was busy. And Lucy told her neighbor, says, "Could you help me?" Says, "I got caught up here." So the friend unhooked her, and she ran off looking for them. Anyway, precocious, I guess, is a word somebody might use. Lucy started doing what they call B-movies. She made about 88 movies before I Love Lucy ever started. And at the beginning, some of them were pretty small-budget movies. But Lucy, if it was funny, she would do it. And she got a great reputation among the directors and the powers that be that this pretty girl would take a pie in the face or a seltzer or a pratfall. And so many beautiful women in those 30s movies didn't want to take a pie in the face. Mm-hmm. But Lucy didn't care. If it was funny, she would do it. She got the reputation. If you want a hardworking girl that can do the job, this girl can do it.
Day to day around you and other people, was she funny?
Lucy always said herself, "I'm not funny. I don't think funny. I can do funny things." Mm-hmm. But she loved a good laugh. She was funny. Very funny.
But not necessarily
funny quips and all that kind of thing going
all the time.
No. That was the beauty of those I Love Lucy shows. They just didn't take one old gag and beat it to death for the whole show. There were four or five stories in an I Love Lucy episode. And she was a sketch player, not a gag person. And she didn't go around cracking jokes, but she loved to laugh, loved to have a good time.
She had to have tremendous timing then to pull those things off, and that was the key to
her timing is so. Vivian Vance was that good too. Lucy always said Vivian was the best script doctor in town. If something wasn't working in a script, those two ladies could put their heads together and make it work. Lucy always gave credit to Buster Keaton for teaching her how to use props. Buster Keaton told her, don't ever let anyone handle your props but you. That way you know what to expect. You won't get any surprises. And Lucy loved working with props. She could take a prop and just run with it.
When you say a prop, what
well,
a prop?
Well, a prop, a chair, a coat.
Make it funny out of anything.
It's just a prop. Let me think. Oh, my friend who does an internet TV show out of Los Angeles showed an episode of Lucy and Vivian putting up the TV antenna. That episode was filmed before I started working for her. I had seen it, but I wasn't there when it was being filmed. It was so funny. Those two ladies on the rooftop with this TV antenna. And that's what I mean by a prop. Lucy could have spent the whole day putting that prop up and make it funny.
Yeah.